The following program is a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
Greetings, salutations, welcome to episode 746 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. For the second Sunday in Ordinary Time, we'll wear the green vestments briefly. Can you believe we're a month away from Ash Wednesday already? That's hard to believe, isn't it? But it's coming up, and the season of Lent to follow with that. This is for the weekend of Friday, January 16th through Sunday, January 18th. We originate this program on the radio Fridays at noon. We encore it Sunday afternoons at 4, but you can hear it before it airs on terrestrial radio, either at AmarilloDiocese.org or WestTexasCatholic.org before airtime, and we let you know more about that in a Facebook post on our and Facebook page. By the way, this is the 502nd broadcast at our still relatively new digs here in Southwest Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and I also host the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, powered by Kappen and brought to you by the Diocese of Amarillo. And from that program, that's where we get our guest this week. Carlin Hochstein of Holy Family Church in Nazareth is our new Family Life Director for the Diocese of Amarillo, and she will be joining us in just a couple of minutes. We're going to talk about her life and her goals and aspirations for this job, plus a little bit of work on the Respect Life Mass that is coming up on Saturday, January 24th at St. Mary's Cathedral, and you are invited to join us as we stand for life from conception to natural death. Carlin joining us in just a couple of minutes, plus we'll get you up to date with all kinds of diocesan news. But first, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, we always spend a lot of time in prayer on this program, and if you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something that we need to never take for granted in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We thank you for the privilege of your time this week, and we hope that you enjoy this week's program. My dime's worth of opinions, which are not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo, or Catholic Radio here in the Texas Panhandle. First and foremost, continue to pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. We are dry as a bone right now. I know it's the midst of a La Nina that we're in. We're expected to move into a neutral weathered pattern here in about the next 30 to 45 days or so, which hopefully will mean we'll get some more moisture. And that wheat crop certainly does need moisture right now, folks. So please pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers, and I hope they get the rains that they certainly do need. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer: the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the disturbed, and the discerning. Please continue to pray for our three outstanding seminarians: Deacon Mauricio Valadez, who, by the grace of God, will be ordained to the priesthood during a 10:30 a.m. Mass that you'll hear here on GRN Saturday, January 31st. We also pray for Richard Escalante and Benjamin Sego, and encourage you to bookmark and visit often AmarilloDiocese.org, AmarilloDiocese.org, and AmarilloVocations.org. AmarilloVocations.org is your one-stop shop for everything and anything you want to know about vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you for all that you do for us. Your efforts do not go unappreciated or ignored on this particular program. Now, let's step up and get on our soapbox for just a couple of minutes here. You realize that we have elections coming up this year, a primary coming up in March, and a general election on Tuesday, November 3rd. We've got a Senate seat up for grabs in the state. We have several House of Representatives seats, obviously, with all 435 up for re-election. And there's all kinds of other major elections, including a governor and all kinds of things. Get registered to vote. If you are not registered to vote, get registered to vote now, okay? That's step number one in this process. Step number two is to be educated about the candidates, the platforms, the parties? How do they fit in with our Catholic teachings? How should you vote in regards to how these people wish to govern or are governing if they're running for re-election? And then step number three, whether it be the primaries, the runoffs coming up after that, which we will probably have, and the general election for the midterms on Tuesday, November 3rd, get out and vote. As Catholics, we are morally obligated to vote in elections, not just the ones we want to vote in, but each and every single one of them. So when the time comes to go vote, we will see you at the polls. And I hope that you'll bring your friends with you that need to vote as well. So first off, make sure you're registered to vote. Number two, make sure you do your homework on the candidates. Number three, get ready to vote in the primaries here in just a couple of weeks. And then in the runoffs that will happen, more than likely, and in the general election on Tuesday, November 3rd. Again, as Catholics, we are morally obligated to vote in elections. So we'll see you at the polls. Get yourself ready. It's going to be a fun next 9.5 or so months of election time. We are about 6 minutes into this week's program. Let's get to our conversation that you can see this weekend on stcapn.com, the St. Carlo Acutis Podcast Network, with Carlin Hochstein, a native of Umbarger and a parishioner at Holy Family Church Nazareth, who is our new family life director for the Diocese of Amarillo. Joining us on the first podcast of 2026 on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 28, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo, is a new face inside the Diocesan Pastoral Center. Carlin Hochstein is the new family life director for the Diocese of Amarillo. She began her assignment on January 7th. First off, welcome to the insanity that is the Pastoral Center, number one. Number two, you know, we see new presidents when they come into office, they're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and after the first term or the second term, they look all haggard and ready for a retirement or a vacation. We pray that will not happen to you in your time here.
Thank you.
Welcome. Tell us who Carlin Hochstein, besides being a child of God, is.
Well, I am born and raised here in the Panhandle. I was born in Umbarger and attended St. Mary's Parish in Umbarger my whole childhood. My dad was a farmer. My mom was a teacher. I grew up with three other sisters. A lot of people knew us as the Hartman girls. We all look alike, so sometimes people would recognize us, but we wouldn't know who they are. So we always said, just be nice to everybody, because it might be that they're thinking, mistaking us for another sister or something. Very close with my three sisters growing up.
You mentioned St. Mary's Church Umbarger, mm-hmm. which for a lot of people that have seen it will say it's one of the most beautiful churches they've ever walked into, whether yes. it be this diocese or not. What was it like growing up in that beautiful church? And when did you realize, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful?
I don't know that I realized what a treasure it was until I got much older, high school, college, and started seeing a lot of other churches and a lot of the plain, more modern, blank walls. And I thought, I just grew up with pictures all around my church and thought it was normal. But yeah, I love going back. Anytime that I can go back and attend Mass with my parents, I love being back in St. Mary's.
And you are the daughter-in-law of one of our permanent deacons.
I am, yes. And I'm his neighbor.
Live
next door to my in-laws.
That's a little too close for comfort, don't you think?
It's great.
That would be Deacon Joe Hochstein, correct?
Yes.
From Holy Family in Nazareth, where you make the commute every day from Nazareth. God bless you for that.
I do.
Tell us about your husband and your family.
Well, my husband and I both went to school at WT and actually met at the Catholic Student Center there on campus. All my sisters went to WT, and another one of them met their spouse at the Student Center as well. But whenever I met my husband, we didn't date at first. Right away in college, once we started dating, and got engaged and got married. We lived kind of outside of Canyon, but work took him to Olton and it took me to Plainview. So then we were driving the opposite commute from living up here and driving further south. That's even how we ended up in Nazareth. It wasn't ever a part of the plan. It was nothing that we had even talked about. But I always say, now that I'm there and our kids are going to school there and we attend Holy Family, we'll never be anywhere else. We love it there in Nazareth.
And you know, we talk about Holy Family Church and a lot of people try to compare it to Umbarger, but a lot of people don't know that the stained glass windows in Umbarger were done also for Nazareth by the same company.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You learned something today.
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit about your journey as the family life director and what you're hoping to accomplish here, but there was something in your life that happened that turned you from kind of a lukewarmish kind of pro-life advocate to kind of a en fuego, on fire for pro-life.
Yes.
Would you please share that with us?
Yeah, I would love to. Like I mentioned, my husband and I met whenever I first went to college, but we didn't date right away. While I was in college, I was going to the Student Center, and it's just one of the really interesting things that I reflect a lot on in my life, because my time at the CSC led me on retreats and adoration, and I learned so much that growing up Catholic, sometimes you don't absorb everything, you don't pay as close of attention in catechism class as you should or whatever, and then you get older and start to piece things together about our faith and realize how incredible it is. So I was going through this time of really learning and getting active in my faith, and I think coinciding with that too, I was being tested and tempted a lot as well. Between my junior and senior year of college, I ended up pregnant, unmarried, no real, you know, plan. It was all real unknown for a while. Whenever I had talked to the father, his first suggestion to me was abortion. And I thought, well, I'm Catholic and Catholics don't do abortion, right? Then I also thought, well, I'm Catholic and I can't ever let my family or anyone at the CSC know that I'm pregnant. The abortion industry uses such lies and such temptation to hurt the people that abortion hurts. So what happened is I never thought that I would have to make that decision. I never really thought it would even be a decision until it was. So then as I sat there and thought, oh my goodness, what do I do about this? And again, I'd never really given much thought to abortion. I thought, well, yeah, sure, abortion's wrong, but I had never formulated my own stance on it really. In that moment, I mean, I've been so blessed my whole life and I have a wonderful family, great parents, sisters, like I said, great support system. Thankfully, I felt that I was supported enough that I thought, no, I think I can raise this baby, even with whatever shame and whatever consequences come from it. You know, I think I can do it. I chose life, but, you know, I'm 10 years out from that now. My oldest daughter is 10 years old. Over the last 10 years, I've looked back and thought, man, what do women who don't have the support system that I have, who are in that situation, that's an even harder decision for them. I really have a heart for not judging the women who are in those situations, but really praying for God to speak to them. And Jesus is the one who can transform people's hearts. I really have a heart for women who are in tough situations and pray that God can speak to them and that we as the pro-life community have such power in our prayers and in our advocacy. And we need to put that to use because you would never look at your 10-year-old and say, oh, you know, what would I have done 10 years ago? Now, of course, I see it's a huge blessing. But 10 years ago, I didn't see it that way. Anyway, it has just inspired me in my pro-life vision a lot.
How easy has it been to tell that story? Or can I rephrase the question? Was this the first time you've ever shared this story publicly?
It probably is the first time as public as this.
Wow.
People in my life know my husband obviously wasn't the father of her, but we started dating while I was pregnant with her. God just has his hand in everything, right?
Yes, he does.
Because like I said, as I was growing in my faith a lot and praying a lot, attending a lot of daily mass, lots of rosaries. And so I just thought, what am I going to do with this daughter? And then, you know, this child, I didn't know if she was a boy or girl at the time. And then here comes my husband in my life and he's been around for her entire life. We've had three more children since then and they're all, I mean, just as close as they can be. Looking back 10 years now, I can go, oh, this all worked out and God took care of me. But 10 years ago, it didn't feel that way.
Yeah, I can understand that. Our guest is Carlyn Hochstein. You're going to see a lot of her because why? She's the new Family Life Director for the Diocese of Amarillo. She joins us on episode 28 of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by Kappen and powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. Kind of sound like we were putting you through a job interview like we went through a couple of months ago when we had you come in to interview for this job. So let's talk about one of the things that we did talk about in the conference room a couple of months ago. What are your goals, aspirations, things that you'd like to get accomplished as the Family Life Director for the Diocese of Amarillo?
Well, I'm still very new, so we'll see how many of these dreams
There's a curve. Don't worry about it, okay?
But something that I am extremely passionate now as a mother to my four children is just all these things that I felt like I didn't understand as a child about our faith and really making those things come alive to our children. My sisters are all wonderful mothers, and there's just so many great Catholics in the panhandle in our diocese. One thing that I would really like to do is celebrate what our families in the diocese are already doing, because some of the best things that I've done with my children to help with our domestic church at home and help to really help them understand their faith and grow in their faith, I've learned from other parents. I think it would be really cool if we were able to create a community within all of the families in the diocese, whether that be through events or Facebook page with resources or a podcast in the future. Maybe we could highlight, what's your family doing? How do y'all pray? How do you help your children understand the Mass? What do you do to celebrate holy days? I always give the example that on December 8th for the Immaculate Conception, we could took an all-white meal because, you know, sometimes the kids are like, do we have to go to church on a school day?
Yes.
You know, and we're like, yes, it's, you know, Holy Day of Obligation sounds so authoritative and you have to do it, right? But whenever we cook white macaroni and cheese with white bread, with cauliflower, with chicken, and we say we eat an all-white meal because Mary is pure and sinless and that's why we're going to church, you know, it helps them understand what's going on. There's so many great things for families out there. I really want to figure out a way to get those resources to our families and then find out what other families in your diocese are doing or in your parish are doing, and we can all really learn and share with each other.
And grow from those experiences mm-hmm. and make it even better and even stronger.
Yes.
Now, the first thing on your plate is coming up really quick. The Respect Life Mass, Saturday, January 24th, 10 o'clock, St. Mary's Cathedral at 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. And you wrote an outstanding piece in the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic explaining why we should go to Mass.
Yes.
Jog your mind for just a minute and tell us a few of those points about why we need to have everybody there, people of faith, Catholics, etc., be at St. Mary's Cathedral on Saturday, January 24th at 10 a.m.
A huge reason for that, kind of touching on what I said earlier, is we have so much more power than we realize through the power of prayer. And the Mass and the Rosary are the most powerful prayers that we can do as Catholics and as Christians. So why not join together, right? Where multiple of us are together. So let's join together as a whole diocese and petition and knock on heaven's door and advocate for the pro-life cause. You know, Amarillo doesn't have a Planned Parenthood anymore or a physical facility. And so sometimes it's hard to think about how can we advocate and how can we do things in Amarillo? But the landscape of abortion has been changing with the modern times as well. So the physical facilities and the sidewalk petitioning and all of that, the game is just changing. Where more than half of abortions are done with chemical abortion now, to me, that just spoke to the power of prayer. How do you stop the mail or how do you prevent these things? And it's a lot harder to physically do these things, but it's a lot harder to physically stop some of these things. But that's where we need to rely and trust that God has it. God can handle it. We need to do our part and pray and celebrate Mass together and really raise awareness. I mean, the Mass is a great time to raise awareness for people, Catholics, non-Catholics alike, and let them know the power of what we're doing.
Saturday, January 24th, 10 a.m., St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. Not to quote the old Amarillo Dragway commercials, but be there, please. I'll add the please to that. We never heard please after an Amarillo Dragway spot. Yeah, it's much more considerate that way. Our paths first crossed, I believe it was 2013, maybe even been 2012 or 2014. We did a story in the huge Christmas issue one of those years called All the Single Ladies.
Yes.
Do you still keep up with those ladies that were in that class with you and Deacon Brian Lewis's wife, Cindy Lewis, all those years ago?
Yeah, it was a wonderful community of women. We always said the sad part was once you got married, you got kicked out.
No, that's true. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. My sisters, again, I mean, they all went to WT. We all worked the same college job, right? Cindy got to know our whole family, but I didn't start until I was engaged. So I was only there for a really short time, but it was very impactful, which branching off of that has made me think in this family life role, all the different populations. So we've got families, but then I've really been thinking a lot about when I was single and about the people who were single and how important that group has been for so many of us, and thinking, what can our diocese do for single people who are discerning or who are preparing for marriage? What can our office do for all of those people as well? And because that group was so meaningful.
You weren't there that long. Wow.
I wasn't.
Not there at all. But that was such a fun story, though, when we did that years ago. And I'm glad that we were able to connect then, and I'm glad that we're now able to connect now, and you're part of the Pastoral Center family. Now, once we get past the Respect Life Mass, then we got to start thinking about banquet.
Yes.
And I know you've got some ideas, Jenning, there. We just need to find ourselves a good speaker.
That's right. I've been working on that, too.
Good. See? She gets in, hits the ground running. We're so glad to have Carlin Hochstein with us. She is the new Family Life Director for the Diocese of Amarillo, our first guest of 2026 on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, brought to you by CAP and empowered by the Diocese of Amarillo. And the last word is yours.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for having me. Everyone here has been so welcoming. I would like to ask the diocese, please keep praying for me and everyone up here at the Pastoral Center. We're working very hard for our diocese and for the people. We're in a great area. I mean, I would never leave the Texas Panhandle. We're so devoted to being here. So I'm very honored to be able to serve our community and to be able to serve our families and advocate for pro-life causes.
We will get to all kinds of diocesan news in just a couple of minutes, but first, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, we never stop praying for rain on this program. Let us pray for much-needed moisture for our farmers and ranchers and for the populace here in this part of Christ's vineyard. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Blessed Virgin Mary, you who conceived the eternal Son of God and knit his human body in your womb, you who gave birth to the God-man Jesus Christ, nursed him at your breast, nurtured his early life, and accompanied him in his ministry, hear our prayer. As the loving Father and his merciful Son shower the Holy Spirit upon the followers of your holy child and give us a share in their divine life, intercede for us, your children, so that the Lord would shower an abundance of rain on our dry land to sustain the life of nature. Send us gentle rain without harmful storms, dangerous hail, or destructive winds. As the dry land reaches up to embrace the drops of rain and pull them into itself, let us embrace the Lord's gift of the Holy Spirit. Invite him into our lives so that we may be transformed and enjoy life in abundance. O Blessed Mother, intercede for us, since you are the mother of him who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns eternally. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for Pope Leo XIV. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the heart of our new shepherd. Grant him wisdom to guide your flock, courage to uphold your truth, and modesty to serve with love and understanding. Holy Spirit, inspire him to be a beacon of hope, a shepherd of peace, and a faithful servant of your church. O Heavenly Father, source of eternal light, grant our new spiritual leader unwavering faith to stand firm amid challenges, boundless compassion to embrace the seeking and the lost, and a servant's heart to embody humility and grace. Bless him as he leads us into the future, maturing our Catholic faith to grow ever stronger in unity, compassion, and steadfast devotion. Through his leadership, may your light shine brightly in the world. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. On the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, we spend a lot of time talking about many great organizations that do so much for so many here in the Diocese of Amarillo. Let's talk about another great ministry that needs to be publicized more often, and that is Kobe Prison Retreats. This is a great opportunity for those of you who are members of the Knights of Columbus, of the Axe Community, and the Curcio Movement. These are the people that are being asked to serve as volunteers for Kobe Prison Retreats in our diocese. Catholic volunteers bring into the prisons training materials, literature, and videos, all with the purpose of educating inmates about the Catholic faith and answering those who have shown an interest in learning more about the Catholic faith after attending a retreat. The Kobe retreats are named after St. Maximilian Kobe, the patron saint of prisoners. St. Maximilian was a Polish conventional Franciscan friar who was sent to Auschwitz during World War II in 1941. When Nazi guards selected 10 people to be put into an underground bunker to be starved to death in punishment for a prisoner escaping in July 1941, Father Kobe volunteered to die in the place of one of the men selected. Father Kobe died August 14, 1941, after a lethal injection of carbolic acid. He was canonized as a saint by Pope, now St. John Paul II, on October 10, 1982. This is your chance to minister to our brothers in white who are incarcerated who want to hear more about Jesus Christ. And keep in mind, prison ministry is also one of the corporal works of mercy. For more information or to volunteer to be a team member on a Kobe retreat, get in touch with Deacon Daryl Dixon, 806-290-8842. His number again, 806-290-8842. The Kobe Prison Ministry is a 501c3 organization, and all donations are charitable donations for tax purposes. And we thank you for considering to be a part of this very worthy ministry in the Diocese of Amarillo. segment two of episode 746 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. And we thank you for supporting the Diocesan Office of Communications. And we thank you for your support of Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo. One piece of housekeeping to take care of. No radio program next week because of the Right to Life activities that are going on in Washington, D.C. We are preempted for that. But we will have a truncated version of this program at AmarilloDiocese.org and WestTexasCatholic.org, and we'll let you know when you can listen to it on our Diocesan Facebook page, so be on the look for that. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, one other thing we can never pray enough for is for our country, the United States of America. Let us pray for the red, white, and blue. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Mercy, at this most critical time, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. Most Holy Mother, we beg you to reclaim this land for the glory of your Son. Overwhelmed with the burden of the sins of our nation, we cry to you from the depths of our hearts and seek refuge in your motherly protection. Look down with mercy upon us and touch the hearts of our people. Open our minds to the great worth of human life and to the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Free us from the falsehoods that lead to the evil of abortion and threaten the sanctity of family life. Grant our country the wisdom to proclaim that God's law is the foundation on which this great nation was founded, and that He alone is the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. O merciful Mother, give us the courage to reject the culture of death and the strength to build a new culture of life. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. One other thing we need to take care of is talking about the West Texas Catholic website, westtexascatholic.org. We've brought it back to life. Thank you, David Wilson. When you visit westtexascatholic.org, scroll down to the left. You're going to find a link for the latest edition of the West Texas Catholic, your diocesan newspaper. To the right of that, a link to archived editions of the West Texas Catholic that go back to August 2009 when we came back to this job. To the right of that, you're going to find a link to this program where you can hear the latest show before it airs. Usually, we let you know about that on Wednesday or Thursday with a Facebook post. Above that is the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. Episode number 28 will drop Friday at noon, featuring Carlin Hochstein with the Family Life Office here in the Diocese of Amarillo. And under all those links, you're going to find a place to sign up for Flock Notes so that you can keep up with the latest from the Diocese of Amarillo, but we're not done yet. You'll also find news from the Vatican and headlines from National Catholic Register at West Texas Catholic. So please bookmark the site, westtexascatholic.org. Also, if you haven't already, please bookmark amarillodiocese.org and visit often. We thank you for your support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. Let's get you up to date with some diocesan news. Let's start with this one. Volunteers are needed for the first Kobe prison retreat of the year. That's coming up at the T.L. Roach Unit of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice in Childress, Tuesday, February 5th through Saturday, February 7th, according to Deacon Daryl Dixon, who is a member of the Diocesan Prison Ministry team. Team formation meetings for this retreat are taking place Tuesday evening, 6:30 until 8:30, and that's through February 3rd, in the parlor at St. Thomas the Apostle Church, 4100 South Coulter here in Amarillo. Deacon Dixon seeking the support of 15 to 20 men from the Knights of Columbus, the Axe Community, and the Curcio Movement to make this retreat at the Childress Unit of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice a reality. For more details, or to volunteer to be a team member on a Kobe retreat, get in touch with Deacon Daryl Dixon. His telephone number is 806-290-8842. That's 806-290-8842. The Kobe Prison Ministry, a 501c3 organization. All donations are charitable donations for tax purposes, and donations can be mailed to Kobe Prison Ministries, P.O. Box 4125, Amarillo 79116. Thank you again to Carlin Hochstein for joining us earlier in the program, and to remind you about what she talked about just a few minutes ago. The annual Respect Life Mass is taking place Saturday, January 24th, 10 a.m., St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. Bishop Patrick J. Zurich will be presiding at the Mass with priests of the Diocese of Amarillo celebrating. All deacons are also invited to participate in the Mass. Now, Bishop Zurich is encouraging and inviting all people of Christian faith to attend the Respect Life Mass Saturday, January 24th at 10 a.m. He's also asking that no activities or events be scheduled in the Diocese of Amarillo on January 24th until after 1 p.m. so that all Catholics can attend the annual Respect Life Mass, which will be followed by a rosary. Also, if you're planning to join us at St. Mary's Cathedral, we will have donation bins up for Joseph's Project, a pregnancy resource center. Please be generous with whether it be diapers, wipes, baby bottles, baby formula, whatever the case that they need, bring it with you. We really appreciate your support in advance. To learn more about the annual Respect Life Mass, get in touch with the parish office at St. Mary's Cathedral during regular business hours at telephone number 806-376-7204. The third in a series of youth mini rallies taking place Saturday, January 24th, with a gathering for youth in the South Deanery at Holy Family Church at 210 St. Joseph Street in Nazareth. The event begins at 1:30 p.m. according to Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman. No admission fee for the rally. And to quote Oscar, quote, "As we did at the gatherings in Dumas and Groom earlier this fall, this mini rally will focus on the truth about the truth. This will include discussions on objective truth versus subjective truth. And we hope youths in the South Deanery of the diocese will join us in Nazareth and be enlightened by the truth." Now, if you're planning to attend, you must register with your parish group, according to Oscar Guzman. Need to know more? You can call Oscar at the Pastoral Center, 806-383-2243, extension 118. That's 806-383-2243, extension 118. Or you can email him, oguzman@dioama.org, spelling it out, oguzman@dioama.org. You can also find out more online at amarillodiocese.org/deanery-mini-retreats, or get in touch with your parish priest or youth leader. It is tradition that the first big meal of the year in the Diocese of Amarillo happens at St. Anne's Church in Bovina, and the tradition continues. St. Anne's Church there serving its annual German sausage dinner Sunday, January 25th, 11 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. at the Parish Hall on 3rd Street. Homemade German sausage with all the trimmings, including sauerkraut, served to adults for a suggested $18 donation, and to children 6 and under for a suggested $6 donation. Takeouts will be available at no additional charge. There's four kinds of sausage that will be served: regular, jalapeno, green chili, and extra, extra hot, according to parish spokesperson Joanne McDonald. Sausage and sauerkraut will be available for purchase day of the dinner, or you can get in touch with any St. Anne's parishioner prior to the dinner itself. If you need to know more, please call St. Anne's Church, the parish office number 806-251-1511. Bishop Patrick J. Zurich has a very busy week coming up, the week of Monday, January 26th through Friday, January 30th. That's part of Catholic Schools Week, and he will celebrate masses at all five Catholic schools in the Diocese of Amarillo during Catholic Schools Week. He'll be in St. Anthony's School in Hereford Monday, January 26th for a 10 a.m. Mass. That'll be at St. Anthony's Church. Tuesday, January 27th, he'll be celebrating Mass for students, staff, faculty, and supporters at St. Anthony of Padua School in Dalhart. That will be in St. Anthony of Padua Church. Wednesday, January 28th, a Mass at 11:15 a.m. for students, staff, supporters, and volunteers at Holy Cross Catholic Academy. That Mass will be at St. Joseph's Church here in Amarillo. Thursday, January 29th, 8:15 a.m. Mass for students at St. Joseph's School, again at St. Joseph's Church. And Friday, January 30th, 8:15 a.m. for students at St. Mary's Cathedral School at St. Mary's Cathedral. Additional information about Catholic Schools Week is featured in the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic. It is the third section of a three-section newspaper. And get with your local school for the celebrations going on for Catholic Schools Week, Sunday, January 25th through Saturday, January 31st. And that brings us to our bottom of the hour break. We will pray to St. Michael the Archangel on the other side of the break, and we'll talk about a No Love Serve thematic retreat that is coming up, sponsored by the Diocesan Youth Office. That's on Saturday, January 31st. Plus, we're ordaining a priest in this diocese that day also. We'll talk about that and much more as episode 746 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, continues. We thank you for listening to and supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications intercessions for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray the official centenary prayer for the Diocese of Amarillo. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for 100 years of grace in our diocese. We praise you for the deep faith and the outstanding example of our founders, for the dedicated service of our bishops, priests, deacons, and religious, and for the witness of countless faithful. Pour out your Spirit upon us that we may live as one family in Christ, proclaiming the gospel with joy and serving the poor with love. Through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and St. Lawrence, our patrons, guide us into the next century of faith, hope, communion, and mission. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. You know, it's always great when we hear of someone discerning for a vocation to the priesthood and religious life. And there's a great website where you can find out so much more about discerning such a vocation. Next time you go online, go here, AmarilloVocations.org, AmarilloVocations.org, lowercase letters, one word. Bookmark that site and visit it often. Now, when you go there, you're going to find resources to assist those discerning, such as websites, videos, books, and information for parents. You'll also find ideas for discernment, such as for prayer, sacrifice, relationship, service, and the example of the saints. So next time you hear from someone who's seriously discerning a vocation to the priesthood and religious life, first have them get in contact with a priest or a spiritual director. Then send them to AmarilloVocations.org, where they can get information about the Diocesan Vocation Team, learn more about our seminarians, and get up to date with the latest news about our seminarians and upcoming events. AmarilloVocations.org. It's your one-stop spot online in the Diocese of Amarillo with all the information you need about vocations for the priesthood and religious life. Bookmark the site. Visit it often. AmarilloVocations.org. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray the prayer to Our Lady of Lourdes. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O ever Immaculate Virgin, Mother of Mercy, Health of the Sick, Refuge of Sinners, Comforter of the Afflicted, you know my wants, my troubles, my sufferings. Look with mercy on me. By appearing in the Grotto of the Lourdes, you were pleased to make it a privileged sanctuary, whence you dispense your favors, and already made sufferers have obtained the cure of their infirmities, both spiritual and corporal. I come, therefore, with complete confidence to implore your maternal intercession. Obtain, O loving Mother, the grant of my request. Through gratitude for your favors, I will endeavor to imitate your virtues, that I may one day share your glory. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We begin the second half of episode 746 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, and we thank you for listening to and supporting the Diocesan Office of Communications and Catholic Radio here in the Diocese of Amarillo. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray to St. Michael the Archangel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and you, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast down to hell Satan and the other evil spirits who prowl through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's get you up to date with more in the way of diocesan news. Deacon Mauricio Valadez, a seminarian for the Diocese of Amarillo, is scheduled to be ordained to the priesthood by Bishop Patrick J. Zurich during a 10:30 a.m. Mass Saturday, January 31st at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. The ordination Mass is open to the public, and the faithful are encouraged to attend and show their support for Deacon Valadez and for vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. The Mass is scheduled to be broadcast on the Guadalupe Radio Network at 1010 a.m. throughout the diocese, 94.5 FM in the Amarillo Canyon metro area, and on a low-power FM in Castro County in Nazareth, KHFNLP, at 105.5 FM. The Mass is also scheduled to be live-streamed on the St. Mary's Cathedral website, stmarysamarillo.com. The newly ordained Father Valadez will celebrate two First Masses on Sunday, February 1st at St. Mary's Church, 22:830 6:30 Pondecita Road in Umbarger, in English at 9 a.m. and in Spanish at noon. The 30-year-old Deacon Valadez was born in Lagos de Moreno, Jalisco, Mexico. He's the son of Miguel Valadez Ramirez and Angelica Gallardo Gonzalez. He has five siblings, Miguel, Elizabeth, Milagros, Mary, and Myra. And there's a great story about Deacon Mauricio on our diocesan website, AmarilloDiocese.org and WestTexasCatholic.org. By the way, Deacon Valadez, the first priest to be ordained for the Diocese of Amarillo since Father Ryan Winger on June 1st, 2024. If you need to know more about vocations in the Diocese of Amarillo, two things you can do. A, go to AmarilloVocations.org, AmarilloVocations.org, or you can call Father Gabriel E. Garcia, the pastor at St. Joseph's Church here in Amarillo. 806-355-5621 is his telephone number. The Diocesan Youth Office offering a No Love, Serve thematic retreat Saturday, January 31st. That starts at 9:30 a.m. in the Parish Hall at St. Lawrence Church at 2300 North Spring here in Amarillo. The retreat is for students in grades 6 through 12, being offered to all youth throughout the Diocese of Amarillo, according to Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman. It's $25 per person cost. Learn more about the retreat by getting in touch with Luis Ruiz. His telephone number, 806-338-0873, 806-338-0873. The No Love Serve thematic retreat, presented by Covenant Teen and supported by the United Catholic Appeal, or United Catholics Appeal. The Diocesan Office of Communications is continuing to seek information for fish fries and meals being served during the Lenten season. If you're planning these events, you're asked to give us a call or email all pertinent information to westtexascatholic@gmail.com. westtexascatholic@gmail.com. A T at the end of West and one at the beginning of Texas. A list of meals to be served during Lent, they will be printed in the February and March issues of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. Well, we're celebrating Deacon Mauricio Valadez's ordination to the priesthood, and that's part of our big centennial celebration here in the Diocese of Amarillo. And additional events for the celebration of the centennial of our diocese have been announced by Father Lawrence John, JCL, the Vicar General and Rector at St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo. Faith is the focus of January. Catechists, teachers, and Catholic schools are being honored. Each parish across all deaneries are participating in 100 hours of Eucharistic adoration. The theme of February and March is hope, according to Father John, with these months focusing on care for the sick and the elderly. With that in mind, Bishop Patrick J. Zurich is planning to celebrate deanery-level centennial masses in three deaneries. Wednesday, February 4th, 6 p.m. for the North Deanery at Saints Peter and Paul Church at 915 South Maddox and Dumas. On Wednesday, February 6th, 6 p.m. for the Central Deanery at St. Hyacinth's Church, 4500 West Hills Trail here in Amarillo. And on Wednesday, February 11th at 6 p.m. for the East Deanery at St. Vincent de Paul Church at 810 West 23rd Street in Pampa. A date for a centennial mass in the South Deanery has yet to be set at press time. Parishes are also celebrating a mass for the sick and elderly, which includes anointing of the sick, according to Father John. Parishes are also making plans to host a Luncheon of Hope on Wednesday, February 11th, which is the day of prayer for the sick, according to Father Lawrence. And taking just a minute to break here from all our diocesan news, since we're talking about the sick, I would be remiss if I didn't mention during the course of the program, our thoughts, prayers, and condolences are with the family of Jeannie Burney, who is a longtime volunteer for Catholic Radio here in this diocese, and who was a very active member of the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. She passed away on January 7th after a brief illness, and Jeannie was just such a dynamo of fire for everything that was Catholic in this diocese. I mean, she did a lot of stuff for the Catholic booth at the Tri-State Fair for years. She was a volunteer during the old radiothons that we had on the old St. Valentine Catholic Radio. She was very active in the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. The lady was passionate about her faith, and she lived her faith to the nth degree.
Jeannie Burney passing away on January 7th. Our thoughts and prayers with Nick Burney, her son, and his family, and all the relatives of the Burney family. May she rest in the eternal peace of Christ. The annual fundraiser to benefit the Catholic Student Center at West Texas A&M University coming up on Saturday, February 7th, 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. This is in the Parish Hall at St. Thomas the Apostle Church at 4100 South Coulter here in Amarillo. Tickets for the fundraiser, $75 per person. You can purchase them on the CSC website right now at website WTCSC.org. Tickets can also be purchased from any member of the Catholic Student Center. VIP tables, seating 8 also available. Snap these up, please, at $1,000 each. The evening includes live and silent auctions and a meal. Now, the Student Center is continuing to seek people willing to donate a gift basket for the silent auction. During the last couple of fundraisers, they've done gift baskets for the CSC fundraiser and have had some great participation, according to Father Alvin Schuma, the chaplain and executive director of the Catholic Student Center. He said, and I quote, "The gift baskets have helped make our annual fundraiser even more special. And we encourage individuals, groups, businesses, alumni, and organizations to donate a gift basket," end of quote. For those who would rather make a financial gift to the Catholic Student Center in lieu of donating a gift basket, cash donations will be greatly appreciated and greatly accepted. The evening is the principal fundraiser for the CSC, and another highlight of the annual fundraiser is a raffle. Tickets are on sale right now at $5 each, or you can purchase 5 for $20. We encourage you to please do so and be generous. And you can purchase those from any member of the Catholic Student Center. Top prize in the raffle, a $1,500 Visa gift card. Second prize, a $750 Visa gift card. Third prize, a professionally framed piece of diamond art created by CSC Executive and Assistant Director Betty Aragon of The Last Supper. Those purchasing tickets for the raffle need not be present to win. Tickets for the raffle can be purchased during regular business hours at the WTCSC, that's at 2610 4th Avenue in Canyon, or from any member of the Catholic Student Center. The donations as well as the profit from the event help fund Catholic Campus Ministry at West Texas A&M University. If you need to know more, please get in touch with Betty Aragon as soon as possible. Her telephone number at the CSC, 806-655-4345. That's 806-655-4345. And before we take our final break of the program, this quick reminder, folks. Parishes are beginning to assemble the list of Catholic high school seniors for the annual graduation issue of the West Texas Catholic, which will be dated Sunday, May 17th. Parents of Catholic high school seniors are asked to contact their parish with their graduate's name as soon as possible. A reminder, we only take names of Catholic high school seniors from the parishes. Please do not give them to us. Please give them to your parish first. The list of Catholic high school graduates from diocesan parishes is due to the Office of Communications by noon on Thursday, February 26. That is a stone-cold lock deadline. No names will be accepted after 12 o'clock on Thursday, February 26th. If you have questions regarding the 2026 graduation issue, you can address them to my office, telephone number 806-414-1075. That's 806-414-1075. And with that, we'll stop and take our final break. We will pray for the increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and we'll talk about a couple of events going on at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center on Friday, February 13th, and Saturday, February 14th, as we wrap up episode 746 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We thank you for listening to and supporting the Diocesan Office of Communications, and we thank you also for your continued support of Catholic Radio here in the Diocese of Amarillo.
This is the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us offer this special act of sorrow. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Forgive me my sins, O Lord. Forgive me my sins. The sins of my youth, the sins of my age, the sins of my soul, the sins of my body, my idle sins, my serious voluntary sins, the sins I know, the sins I have concealed so long, and which are now hidden from my memory. I am truly sorry for every sin, mortal and venial, for all the sins of my childhood up to the present hour. I know my sins have wounded thy tender heart, O my Savior. Let me be freed from the bonds of evil through the most bitter passion of my Redeemer. O my Jesus, forget and forgive what I have been. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Here on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, we're kind of fond of talking about our diocesan entities, the Knights of Columbus, Kobe Prison Ministry, the Diocesan Museum and Archives, and others. And there's others that we're going to bring up and talk about as this program continues to progress. But one that we've really never touched on is the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Have you ever heard the mission statement for the DCCW? The Diocesan Council of Catholic Women acts through its members to support, empower, and educate all Catholic women in spirituality, leadership, and service. DCCW programs respond with gospel values to the needs of the church and society in the modern world. Hey, women of faith, you're invited to be members of the DCCW. Join this great organization of women and grow in faith while building lasting friendships and service with purpose. All women throughout the Diocese of Amarillo are encouraged to be members of the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Come serve, connect, and be blessed. Need to know more about the DCCW? Well, get in touch with Emily Sanchez, 806-676-0251. That's 806-676-0251. Or get in touch with Jeannie Friedel at 806-679-9144. There's a place for every woman in the Diocese of Amarillo in the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Call these two wonderful ladies and find out more. If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer to free 1,000 souls from purgatory. Our Lord told St. Gertrude the Great that the following prayer would release 1,000 souls from purgatory each time it is said. The prayer was later extended to include living sinners as well. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The final segment of episode 746 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, here on your Catholic radio station. We thank you for supporting Catholic radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and we thank you for supporting the Diocesan Office of Communications. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, not just for the Diocese of Amarillo, but for the entire Universal Church. After that, we will pray a Hail Mary for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and we encourage you to pray a Hail Mary or two or even a rosary a day for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, eternal shepherd of souls, deign to look with eyes of mercy on this portion of your beloved flock. Lord, we need a greater number of priests. Multiply vocations and sanctify our priests more and more. We ask this through the intercession of the Immaculate Virgin Mary of Guadalupe, your sweet and holy mother. O Jesus, give us priests according to your heart. Amen. And for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please don't forget to pray for our three great seminarians, Deacon Mauricio Valadez, who by the grace of God will be ordained to the priesthood during a Saturday, January 31st, 10:30 a.m. Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington, here in Amarillo. Also pray for Richard Escalante and Benjamin Sego. And find out more about vocations at AmarilloVocations.org. AmarilloVocations.org, your one-stop shop for anything and everything that has to do with vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. Guadalupe Radio Network, 1010 AM, 94.5 FM, KDJW, is brought to you by you. Because of your prayers, your words of encouragement, and your generous financial blessings, you continue to keep this radio ministry in operation now in our 20th year, soon to be 21st year, on the Feast of Saints Cyril and Methodius on Saturday, February the 14th, Valentine's Day for the rest of us, okay? Anyway, if you would like to do so, we would encourage you to please become a monthly donor to this radio ministry. And if you need to know more, get in touch with GRN Online, grnonline.com, grnonline.com. We thank each and every one of you who have and continue to bless this ministry with your prayers and financial blessings. We pray that God will continue to abundantly bless you and yours. A reminder once again to please keep up with everything that is going on in the Diocese of Amarillo by bookmarking our websites, amarillodiocese.org and westtexascatholic.org. Keep up with everything that is going on here in the Diocese of Amarillo. A reminder also, we're doing a lot of housekeeping to start this last segment. No radio program next week because of the Right to Life activities that are going on in Washington, D.C. that GRN will carry live on January the 23rd. Don't forget about the Respect Life Mass coming up on the 24th at 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo. But we will have a truncated radio version for you that will drop early in the week. So be looking for the Facebook note on that. No radio program next week, but we'll have a program at AmarilloDiocese.org or WestTexasCatholic.org that you can listen to at your leisure. The Altar Society at St. Hyacinth's Church, 4500 West Hills Trail here in Amarillo, sponsoring its annual chili cook-off and silent auction Saturday, February 7th. The group is in need of donations for the silent auction. If you'd like to help or need to know more, get in touch with St. Hyacinth's Parish Office, 806-358-1351. Reservations still being accepted for an evening for married couples Friday, February 13th at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. That evening is scheduled to begin at 6 o'clock with Mass and vow renewal for married Catholic couples led by Bishop Patrick J. Zurich in Holy Family Chapel. Mass will be followed by a gourmet dinner and social, including desserts and beverages. Tickets are $150 per couple. For more details about an evening for married couples or to make reservations to attend, get in touch with Sister Elizabeth Ann Dockery at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 806-383-1811, or you can email her, sabdrc@dioama.org. The Evening for Married Couples event is a fundraiser for the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center. Staying at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center for just another minute or so with a news item, a Lenten Women's Prayer Brunch, sponsored by Amarillo Rejoicers, will be offered Saturday, February 14th, 10 a.m. until noon at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 2100 North Spring. As in the past, the prayer brunch will be a ticketed event. Tickets are $20 per person and can be purchased online through the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center website, bdrc.org, or you can purchase tickets at Top of Texas Catholic Superstore in the Signature at 2500 South Coulter. Seating is limited. Doors for the breakfast open at 9 o'clock. This is the second of three women's prayer brunches this school year at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center. The final prayer brunch, the traditional Mother's Day prayer brunch, is set for Saturday, May 9th. For more details about the February 14th Lenten Women's Prayer Brunch, get in touch with the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 806-383-1811. The third annual Valentine Dinner and Dance to benefit Blessed Sacrament Church, Saturday, February 14th. That starts at 6 p.m. at Bishop Zurich Parish Hall, 2500 South Bolton here in Amarillo. Tickets for the evening, $75 per person. All proceeds from the evening go toward the renovation of the restrooms in the church, according to Father Cesar A. Gomez, the pastor at Blessed Sacrament Church. A steak dinner will be served from 6 until 8, followed by a dance with music from Dueto Cortez and DJ Luisio until 1 a.m. Now, the evening also includes a number of other activities, including a game with many prizes, and the parish is also conducting a raffle. The top prize is a 75-inch television. There will also be a drawing for other prizes. The tickets for that drawing, by the way, are $5 each. Winners need not be present to win. Now, if you need to know more about the evening or to purchase tickets for the raffle, get in touch with Rosie at the Blessed Sacrament Church Parish Office during regular business hours, 806-374-1132, or you can get in touch with Deacon Baltazar Montoya, 806-433-5266. Tickets are also available for the annual parish fundraiser to benefit St. Vincent de Paul Church in Pampa. That's also Saturday, February 14th, 6:30 p.m. till 11:30 p.m. in the Pastoral Education Center, the PEC, at 810 West 23rd Street. Tickets for the evening, $125 apiece. That gets you a dinner for two, served from 7:15 until 8:15, dancing, and a chance to win the top prize of a $4,000 Visa
Visa gift card. Second prize, a $2,000 Visa gift card. Third prize, a $1,000 Visa gift card. Winners will be determined in a reverse raffle, according to St. Vincent de Paul parishioner Dr. Jack Albrecht, who is chairing the event. The evening will also include music, Calcutta boards, a silent auction, and a live auction at 8:30. By the way, no one under the age of 21 admitted into the fundraiser, including babies. No takeout plates for the meal will be sold. For more details, to purchase tickets or to donate items for the auctions, get in touch with Dr. Albrecht at 806-663-1950, or you can call Delma in the St. Vincent de Paul Parish office, 806-665-8933. And finally, the Altar Society at St. Joseph's Church here in Amarillo, hosting its third annual brisket dinner, Sunday, February 15th, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. That'll be in the St. Joseph's School Gym at 4114 South Bonham. Tickets $18 for adults, $9 for children ages 5 to 12. Kids 4 and under eat absolutely free. If you need to know more, call St. Joseph's Church, 806-355-5621. Thank you for the privilege of your time. We hope you enjoyed this week's edition of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Thank you, Carlin Hochstein, for coming in and joining us. Abortion is not healthcare, folks. Viva Cristo Rey.